This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the power of anger in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, what an honor to be here on A to Z talking about Islamic lifestyle. So when we're talking about Islamic lifestyle, there's a couple of powers that Allah has placed within us or has created us with. Now, of course, these powers or these forces are there in order to be able to bring balance and harmony to our life. Of course, if these powers are themselves in harmony and are in balance. So on a previous program, which you should definitely check out, we talked about these different powers. It was the power of intellect, anger, passion, and imagination. I believe we talked about the power of intellect in another one of our programs, which you should definitely check out. We wanted to talk about the power of anger, right? So anger, of course, when you get angry, this is something that, unfortunately, it happens to everybody, right? I mean, somebody does something which boils your blood, or your children break something in the house, or there's some kind of a misunderstanding or miscommunication with your spouse, or there's some problem going on at work, or it's too much stress at work, at home. So all of these various different spiritual pressures and even physical pressures, what they do is that they end up, kind of pushing a person's buttons to a point where, sometimes you get angry. And yes, it's unfortunate, but I think it happens to a lot of people getting angry. I don't want to say it's normal, because if you start to normalize things like anger, well, then you're going to be angry all the time. You're never going to bother to try to control that anger. So this power of anger is something which should be thought about, it should be reflected upon, and it should be controlled, which we'll talk about in the next segment.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the power of anger and our Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, you can have probably already assumed that the power of anger can totally destroy your Islamic lifestyle, right? You're trying to live that pure, that rich, that blessed Islamic lifestyle, that lifestyle that's going to lead to ultimate prosperity, both in this world and the next. And then this little thing called anger comes around the corner and it just totally destroys everything. In a lot of the traditions, anger is metaphorically spoken of as being this fire. Now, what's interesting is that some of the scholars, Islamic scholars, of course, they have said that the fire of hell are fires that we ourselves have ignited via things like sins or, moral and ethical corruption, adultery, and of course, case in point, anger. And so it's interesting, we're going to have to control anger when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle, because this anger is truly like a fire, and it will burn down all of our achievements and our accomplishments, that we have made in trying to achieve that Islamic lifestyle. And of course, this anger, in the traditions, we find that somebody came to the Holy Prophet after the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, said that, the messenger said that if you say a certain Islamic phrase, Subhanallah or Allahu Akbar, etc., that you will be able to plant a tree in paradise. So one of the companions said, well, I have a whole forest, I have a jungle in paradise. And then the Holy Prophet said, yes, be careful not to burn down that jungle. And they said, well, how do you burn down that jungle? And the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy family, he replied that by committing sins, or, you know, in our words, via anger. And so we have to be very careful of this anger when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.